T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us this morning. How are you feeling?
John, I am feeling great this morning, and it is a beautiful morning out there. If people didn't get a chance to see the sunrise this morning, pretty nice and brisk. It feels great. And, man, we're going to have a full day in my world today, too.
So we get the job numbers this morning.
Yeah, that'll probably be the main focus, I would guess. It comes out at 8:30. And most folks are looking for, so I hope we get, and I think we'll get, a jobs number in the million-plus range. Now, we're expecting that because we're seeing the economy getting reopened pretty much, almost at full bore now. And so if we could see that and see a sub-6% unemployment rate, something in the 5.8%, 5.7%, I think is going to be a good number. Now, John, what I'm going to look for, though, and this is going to be very apropos of a lot of the things that people are talking about sort of off the edge of the market right now, and that's this continued concern about inflation and what's the difference between transitory inflation and what's not. And one of the numbers that's going to be important in there is not going to be just how many people we got back to work, but what their average hourly earnings are. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say, even though the demand is high for employees and we're having trouble finding them in certain sectors, I don't think we're at the point yet where we're going to see a dramatic rise in wages. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm going to use that as a segue before we end this week to say, folks, if you want to understand what inflation expectations are and what that really is going to drive how we look at inflation over the next several years, think about this one, John. Ask your friends, ask your family, particularly young folks, when was the last time you got a raise? How many raises have you gotten, say, in the last 10 years? Or do you expect, will you take a raise for granted? In other words, at your job, if you continue to do your job and do it well, do you just cavalierly assume that you will get a raise every year? If the answer to that is yes, then we are beginning to see inflation creep back in the system. If the answer to that is no, I haven't had very many and I don't expect one, then inflation is still well contained. Let's use that as our litmus test, and everybody have a great weekend.
Yeah, let's talk some more about that, because that stresses me out, because prices are going up and I'm not seeing an increase. So that's in my check.
There you go. That's stagflation. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants that. So we'll talk about that next week.
Okay, great. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. Thank you.
Absolutely. Everybody have a great weekend.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.